Headline, exclusive, Safe Moon Liquidity Spending, Good Business, says Defense, published at 1:18 p.m. UTC, May 20th, 2025. Defense attorneys in the criminal fraud trial of John Caroni neared the end of their case on Tuesday. The former Safe Moon CEO is accused of misrepresenting Safe Moon to investors, including by secretly withdrawing funds from Safe Moon liquidity pools and using them for personal purchases, including cars and real estate. The day ended with the news that Caroni may testify in his own defense starting later today. That decision will be made tonight and may be shared publicly on the case docket. His defense strategy remains focused on characterizing Caroni's use of funds from the Safe Moon liquidity pool as being in line with public statements. The day's most colorful witness, Nicholas Rinaldi, a factory worker from Canada, testified to his awareness that the Safe Moon liquidity pool was not entirely locked, and that he felt its use for development and operating expenses was acceptable to him as an investor. "I figured that would be obvious," Rinaldi said of the spending. "They deserve that money." Rinaldi compared it to running a hot dog and hamburger restaurant. "If you want to get to steaks, you have to use the money you made from hamburgers and hot dogs." On cross-examination, Rinaldi testified that he still holds Safe Moon tokens and is hoping the price will go up, suggesting motivation for his supportive testimony. The defense also called Rutgers professor Bruce Mizrach, who walked the jury through price data following events, including the locking of three tranches of Safe Moon liquidity. Each lock followed a period of price declines and triggered a subsequent rally. Mizrach also tracked token price action throughout April 21, 2021, the day after an activist known as War on Rugs highlighted withdrawals from the Safe Moon liquidity pool. That triggered a 50% drawdown in the Safe Moon token price, and Mizrach showed positive price reactions to statements by Caroni the next day. Broadly, the defense seemed to be hoping to show that Caroni's actions and statements benefited investors rather than harming them. However, prosecutors emphasized that the price dropped again by more than 26% on April 22nd. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.